Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. This is a lot of beige, I know.
Hi, baby Tone.
I am Tone Diggs. Man, I'm just seeing this now. Gonna have to change that.
That is what I was trying to tell you, Tony.
What happened?
It was a lot of fucking beige.
It was the exact same color.
It was a lot of the same color. That's cool. Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
Canadian sensation. Bearded Wonder.
Yes, sir.
Good shirt.
Thank you.
Store.patmacshow.com.
Hell yeah.
Search Hammer. Dot.
Dot.
Dot. Dot. Mitt and Jerry in the back. How you doing, boys?
Good.
Mitt, that's you too.
Doing dude. Pretty good, Tone. I don't know. My finals performance in the NBA kind of just carried into the Olympics, it seems like. Every USA athlete that I bet on gets a like bronze or doesn't even place.
This is an honest show. Took it on the teeth last night.
Yeah, join the club, Tone.
The dogs did not bark. Took it on the fucking teeth. Also, the Olympics have not been good to me either, Mitt, because I've been trying to take some dogs. Guess what? Not a lot of those winning.
No, Tony, but you know what? I think I'm just going to switch up my Olympic betting strategy here.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Smaller units,
okay.
No favorites.
I don't know if that's the way to go. Only plus lines,
and we're taking some big pluses tonight. Okay. I got a good one tonight. I have a good feeling about it. We're all good.
What's your good one?
We are taking the, I forget her first name.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a winner.
Reagan Smith.
Okay.
She had a sweet piece on her done for her last final. She's 20 years old. She's a USA. She's plus 1,600 tonight in the 200 butterfly. So we're just riding that. Let's go.
Plus 1,600, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm riding a 1,600.
And you're betting her favorite because she had a fucking sweet piece done on her?
Yeah, and she's American. I like rooting for the Americans. I think that this new strategy is probably going to work. And we're going Caleb Dressel tonight.
That's my one pick. Give me Caleb Dressel plus 125 in the 100-meter freestyle.
See, that's just too good to pass up. Too good to pass up, Tony. We like rooting for the USA here in the Olympics. And I mean
he's minus 370 in the 50. So obviously they think he's going to win that. So if he wins the 50, all he's going to do is win one more 50 back down the pole, Mitt.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fast guy. He's a short race guy. Let's go. I'm all in.
Short race guy?
Yeah, you might as well parlay him.
Shout out, Mitt. That's the Olympic breakdown that we needed today.
Sweet piece.
USA basketball covered last night.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the over hit, Tony.
The over hit. Yeah. You called it perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
They need to score 120 to go over.
I mean, the Dodgers scored in the top of the fifth. Oakland was up going into the fifth. The Mariners decide fucking they're one game out to trade their closer with a sub-1 ERA.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
They went and got fucking Tyler Anderson.
That doesn't mean a damn thing. That clubhouse is in turmoil. They trashed the clubhouse. One player said the GM won't even come into the locker room because he's playing fantasy baseball.
So there's a bunch of children in this locker room?
No, there's a bunch of guys that have been playing on a team that's close every year, and instead of...
These goddamn prima donnas.
The Mariners are the furthest thing from
them.
Prima donnas.
I'm fucking done with them.
I'm going back to the well with Kikuchi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not me, my friend.
That's fine.
Not me.
I don't shy away. I go back to the well.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you. Did you have any bets for the day games?
Tigers plus a half. That one hit.
Same.
Should have taken Cleveland. Kind of mad I didn't. Plesac hadn't been great since coming back from the DL, but Kim was due for stinker, and that's what happened.
I took Detroit plus the half and had St. Louis plus the half because Kwangyun Kim is the fucking guy. He was not the guy today.
Nah, that'll happen with him.
He was cruising along well, and then he gave up like 3 home runs in the fourth.
It's pretty good.
So, yeah, that happened today. In 5 minutes, we have Tour Junkies coming on to do an Olympic golf preview. That kicks off at 6 o'clock tonight, I believe.
Primetime golf. It's pretty good.
Yeah, because it's 13 hours ahead. That's 7 a.m. In Tokyo. So, yeah, that makes sense. I believe it's 6 o'clock. So, yeah, we'll get So we'll get some fucking... I think it's on the Golf Channel because Golf Channel's owned by NBC or whatever. Yes.
Oh, so we'll get like the last five holes or something?
So...
No, are they actually going to do from start to
all.
Finish?
Oh, we get it okay. all, baby.
Good job, Golf Channel.
6:30 p.m. tonight it starts. I have no idea if how many rounds it is, what it is. So we'll get all that from fucking Tour Junkies here in a little bit. MLB tonight. How many games are we in so far? One, two, three, four games have started. Detroit at Minnesota. Detroit winning that one. Cleveland is up over the Cards. Seattle and Houston has gone live. 0-0, top 2, one out. You're on Seattle in that one?
Yeah, plus a half.
I did not take that one.
Cucci's been pitching well. Odorizzi has not.
And then Toronto at Boston, 4-1. Oh, 4-1 Jays, which if you pay attention to our Twitter account, thank you first and foremost. The hashtag FanDuel hammered down rollover 3,000. Somebody hit 9 out of 9. Bo Sox was postponed till today. They had the Red Sox money line. It's 4-1. It's a 7-inning game. Top 5. Not looking good. So it looks like the hashtag FanDuel hammered down rollover 3250 is going to be a thing tonight.
Might have to get in there, Tom.
I'm going to wait for the 3,500.
All right.
3250 is not enough.
There's a few people that were upset that this guy was given a chance to win it.
What do you mean?
Give it a rest, dude. The guy won 9. The game was postponed. It's the exact same pitchers going today. He deserved a chance to win.
Our rule has always been you cannot pick games that don't start and end on the same day.
Yeah.
Like you can't pick games from today and games from tomorrow. But if it is postponed because of a rainout, because of something we can't control.
It was the exact same pitchers, too. The exact same matchup.
You're allowed.
Yeah.
That's how we're not going to fucking rob the guy.
No. Carry on.
Okay. Fucking people.
Isn't that the definition of a rollover?
Sometimes you are a fucking genius, kid.
This guy split the atom.
That's just not true. He is. Never true.
No. You did score at 45 on your ACT.
Baby Mitt.
Hell yeah.
Jay, go ahead and give him a call whenever you want. And then we'll get to the rest of the MLB games after our Olympic golf talk. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like 12 more. We'll do this before he gets on because it's a 4:10 first pitch. Oakland at San Diego.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm going back to the well with the A's. I think Manea's just better than Blake Snell right now. I'm taking Oakland plus a half.
I know why I didn't take this one, because Blake Snell's got like a 1-point-something home ERA, and I didn't want to fuck with it.
Yeah.
So I did stay away from that one.
I like Manea. Oakland just added Starling Marte, too.
They did.
Yeah.
That's a nice little pickup.
Yeah.
I was always been a fan of Starling Marte.
They did trade somebody decent going the other way, though, that I saw people were upset about.
People are always going to be upset.
Yeah.
I got nothing in that game just because Snell's been good at home. That's the only reason I stayed away.
Manea last time out, 1 earned 13 Ks. He was dealing.
Jay, are we good? Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
And more importantly, a big thank you to Dave Barnett, who is co-founder of the Tour Junkies, the number one golf betting. Golf in general, golf, DFS, show, podcast, YouTube channel on all of the planet. Welcome back to Hammered Down, Dave Barnett.
Hey, baby Dave.
Wow. Hammered Down, boys. Hammered Down. Thank you for that intro. It got me right in the heart.
Thank you. Hey, thank you.
Hey, I'm glad you changed your hat. You look like a bearded peanut there in the beginning. It was rough.
A bearded penis? What?
Yeah, or a peanut.
Yeah.
Oh, like the peanut. Color, the shade, you know?
Oh, like, well, Mr. Peanut.
The thing that happened is I left the hat that I was wearing all day out there. The show was about to start. Luckily, I got this fucking wall of hats you can't see here. It's all good. Hey, fucking Olympic golf betting. Not something we do a lot.
No.
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea the fucking format. So if you can please fill us in on some of the details of this golf tournament,
yeah,
that would be awesome.
I heard you say that, Tone. Yeah, so it's four rounds, no cut. So everybody's going to get all four rounds pending something happens with COVID or
God knows
what. Everybody's going to get four rounds of stroke play. It's 60 players in the field. If we're honest, 40 of them have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this damn thing, and only about 20 of them have a legitimate chance of winning the thing. So it really shrinks down the field. That's pretty much it, though.
Why do you say that only 20 of them? Because a lot of these golfers from these countries are not high-ranked players that actually participate on the tour normally?
Yeah, you got a lot of guys in the world golf ranking that are way out of their league here. Now, there's definitely some European Tour players here that are great sticks and can have a chance, you know? But when you're competing against some of the other guys up at the top, it's just not very likely. We saw this in 2016 when Justin Rose won at 16 under. If you look at that whole leaderboard, a lot of the regulars on the PGA Tour, European Tour, were the ones at the top of the leaderboard. And the no-name guys that got in because, you know, Czechoslovakia doesn't have a great golf background, they're all at the bottom.
Tell you what. So
hold on. Czechoslovakia doesn't have a great background?
The Czech is weak.
As far as I know, maybe we should fact check that.
The Czech is weak. You know what? As you were talking about that, I went and looked at two finish in the top 20. And there are 20 guys who Garrick Higo is minus 105, and he is the 20th shortest odds. So if you were to bet the top 20 guys on all this entire list to make the top 20, you'd have to lay money with every single one of them.
Yeah, I don't like the top 20s this week. I know we normally like top 20s in a full field event, so I've got some top 10s as we're cutting this. You know, the field's cut in half pretty much, so I would do the same thing with the top 10s. I do think there are some bombs, that could make it into the top 10, but, you know, I'm not looking at top 20s, honestly.
What are some bombs that you think could make it into the top 10?
Some bomb top 10s. Sepp Straka is 11-1. He's representing Austria. He played for the University of Georgia Bulldogs. Not sure if you've heard of him. Dogs.
Recognizable name.
And they've got a hell of a golf program over there. Sepp Straka's been a stud on the PGA Tour, but he's kind of hit or miss. Like, he's not won yet, but he's had a ton of top 10s on the PGA Tour and a bunch of missed cuts. If he's on, he's on. So, you know, a top 10 for a guy who's got, you know, five or six of them in a short career on the PGA Tour at 11-1 is a massive bomb. Mito Pereira is a new player that just graduated from the Korn Ferry Tour, playing on the PGA Tour. He's 5-1. Sebastian Munoz is plus 490. He's a regular on the PGA Tour. He's a PGA Tour winner. He's been in good form. Mackenzie Hughes is 4.5-1. The Canadian just performed extremely well in the last two majors. Was in the final couple groups for the PGA and the U.S. Open. So those are a couple long shots there.
Hey, Sung J M's going to do this.
We got to talk
to avoid military duties. Sung J's going to do it.
I got to tell you something, Tony. Maybe offline you and I could talk, because I don't mind Sungjae. Good kid, right? Okay. Siwoo Kim is your South Korean boy. Okay. And if I could tell you some stories that I'm not allowed to tell here on this very show.
Sure.
But if I could tell you some stories offline, you would be an instant Siwoo Kim fan. The man is electric. He's older than Sungjae M. But he's also trying to avoid military service. He and Sungjae both dropped out of the Open Championship to prepare for this. So this is a big deal for both those boys. They just have to get a medal. They don't have to get gold. They just have to get a medal. I would love to see both of them get there. But if only one of them got there, it better damn well be Siwoo Kim.
Personally, I think the field, if Siwoo and Sungjae are near the top of the leaderboard going into the fourth day, I think they should all purposely put some into the water. I think that would be an honorable move by everyone to take a stand and let the boys play.
Yeah, you know, that's been floating around on the golf Twitter world here in the last 24 hours. A lot of strong takes about that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen, although I would love for it to happen. It's not going to.
I know.
It's not going to.
Hey, Morikawa, Schauffele, Justin Thomas, they are all the favorites here. All Team USA. Who's up at the top of the leaderboard? Who do you think's got the best chance this week?
I mean, nobody's playing better than Morikawa. I faded him at the freaking Open when I was on this damn show, so my bad there.
It's okay.
but
the guy, so it's hard to the guy had never played. The guy didn't know how to play a links course, and he fucking went out and won. That's not on you.
And he said the week before that he didn't understand how to hit it off the turf with the links grass. It was too firm, and he was going to be tinkering with his irons. Give me a damn break. How do you win after that? That's how good this kid is.
He's a quick learner.
He's playing possum.
So it's tough to write him off.
Possum.
If we're talking DFS, though, ooh, of the names you mentioned, Xander Schauffele is going pretty under the radar right now. If you look at some ownership projections on a few sites I have, I know FanDuel's got their big $125,000 contest. So you got to have... You got to have some low-owned leverage in that DFS contest. Of the studs, Xander and Rory are two names up top that seem to not be getting as much traction as Morikawa and JT and others. So those would be some leverage plays up top you might could look at.
Any other DFS that you looking at this week?
I think of some names that I think because it's such a small field, you know. Ownership is going to be way more concentrated on those 40 guys that I talked about, right?
Yeah.
So, number one, if you're playing in a big tournament, a big GPP on FanDuel, don't be afraid to leave money on the table because you're going to avoid duplicate lineups, stuff like that, kind of the game theory stuff we talk about. But some names that I looked around today, I've got about three or four different sites that I look at for ownership projections that I trust. Mm-hmm. Some names that popped up on there that made me go, I like that, were, like I said, Rory and Xander. Tommy Fleetwood is projected around 10%, which is low for this week.
Okay,
he's been all over Twitter. I mean, Tommy has fucking made love to this golf course all week on Twitter, unlike any golf course he's ever been on. Apparently, he really is a big fan of the place. So he's one I'm looking at. Hideki Matsuyama's a little coming under the radar as well, representing Japan, the home country. Shane Lowry's projected pretty low. Those are some studs. In terms of some cheap plays, Sepp Straka, who I already mentioned for the top 10 bet, is 7,500 on FanDuel. That's pretty real low. A guy named Carl Yan, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, representing China, is a stud on the Korn Ferry Tour. He's 7.4K on FanDuel, very cheap. And then Joaquin Neiman is another stud that's projected around 10%. So there's some names in terms of DFS I think you could get a little bit of leverage on.
Is there some home field advantage for Hideki? Is it a different grass? Is it?
So it's Zoysia fairways, which we have over here. It's bent grass greens, which we're all used to.
Okay.
But now, Tony, I know that Hammer Don is a show of facts.
Yes, we are.
You guys like your callers to have facts, right?
Yeah. Let's get to it. Yeah.
Can I give you 10 really quick facts? Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start number one with Hideki Matsuyama. He actually won the 2010 Asian Amateur at this golf course, and according to a former head pro, would have as much experience at this golf course as anyone in the field.
Check.
He is coming off of COVID, though, beware. He did have to withdraw from the
open. Sometimes that makes players better.
Sometimes. Siwoo Kim actually has till he's 35. Not many people are talking about that. He actually has till he's 35 to avoid the military obligation because he has a green card. So South Korean Siwoo Kim, if he didn't get it this week, he technically has till he's 35. A lot of people don't know that.
Gotcha.
Number three, Sung Jae-im, your boy, has a new caddy that he just had. He just put on the bag two starts ago, which is a little strange this time of year.
Yeah.
But it's a veteran caddy, just something to know. Abraham Answer just got his old caddy back, named Dale Vallely, Canadian, who was stuck in Canada for like 3 months and couldn't caddy. So hashtag
know
three
what
cool
that's
Canadians.
Like. Know what Shout that's out, like.
Here's three about Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed will not have his regular caddy, Kessler, his brother-in-law, on the bag. That's interesting. He chose
that's
not
a
to
shame.
Go.
That's a damn. That's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame. Yeah. Patrick Reed, Johnny Vegas, and Mito Pereira are the only three in the field that played the 3M Open and ended on Sunday. So they flew from Minnesota to Japan on Sunday night, got here very late. Just something to know. And Reed is the only person in the field that played in England for the Open, then flew to Minnesota, and then flew here to Japan. The only player in the field to do that. I got three more here. Rory and JT, if you look over the past 5 years, gained the most strokes total of anyone in this field in no-cut events. In other words, give these guys four rounds, they can go. Rikuya Hoshino is a name that's pretty cheap in DFS. He's also 6-1 to top 10. He's a full-time player on the Japan Tour, very familiar with this place, and has 5 wins on the Japanese Tour. And finally, number 10 is I believe that Guido Migliozzi, the Italian stud, is most likely to maybe be getting a little promiscuous in Olympic Village and make Alex Morgan think about, you know, doing something. Whoa. So
listen,
that's it.
While I don't mean, disagree with that last fact,
Guido is the man.
It's also potentially a shot at my culture and who we are as human beings. But you're not wrong. So, Guido may be distracted.
Maybe. Maybe. Olympic Village could be a hopping place for young Guido.
I've heard. Hey.
What's Carl to win this whole thing?
Where's Carl?
Carl Jung, he's like 2, let's see, he's 210. He's 210 to 1.
What's Rory at?
He is
12. 12 to 1.
Yeah.
Give me Rory and Carl.
Give me, I'm for sure.
Good to see you again, Carl.
I'm for sure taking Riku.
Rikuya?
Rikuya. Hoshino? Yeah, plus 13,000. Book it.
Who's holding Patrick Reed's bag?
I think it's one of his coaches, which, you know, not a bad thing. But I gave you those facts on Reed because I don't like to travel, man. That is, I mean, he's Captain America, but geez, like, that's.
Plus, he wasn't even supposed to be here. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you were supposed to be here, though, and you were fucking great, okay?
Hey, thanks, man.
Appreciate everything. Good luck this week. Go check out Tour Junkies on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all the great places. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, Dave.
I like 10 facts with Dave.
Carl's electric.
So you're going Carl.
Yeah, Carl. Carl Jan. Carl probably wins it all, I'd imagine.
And I'm going with fucking Rikuya Yoshino.
That thing about Rory and playing with no cuts is very intriguing to me.
Rory and JT.
Yeah.
Rory and JT, no cuts. Okay. Looks like I'm going to have to deposit some money into my bank account.
Sold Rory no cuts.
Oh, Rory no cuts. Jay, who are you taking this week? Stuart Sink or?
Yeah, I got nobody this week.
Okay.
What?
Don't do the international very well.
Oh, fuck it. I should have asked him about Rory Sabertini. And the boost.
The boost is good.
Let's see here. The boost is Morikawa, Hideki, or Rory to win gold.
I like Rory, man. I really do.
We didn't really talk about Hideki.
No, he shot you down.
Oh, no, he did.
He shot you down, didn't he?
No. That was Sungjae.
Oh, yeah. Sungjae.
Hideki.
Sungjae's out.
I think Hideki, he won the 2010. That was one of the facts.
Sungjae's out, Carl's in. Is that what he said?
Sungjae out, Carl Jan in. Also, Siwoo has until 35 to win something.
Siwoo likes to party.
Because he's got his green card. Huh. Tough process, I hear.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Mariners are down 1-0. They might have fucking. Their GM might have killed this team.
What inning?
And if they are fucking done, this is just another thing. First it was Manfred. Now it's the Mariners GM. He's burning a good first five squad here.
They lost first all five hope. Squad. A great first five squad. San Diego and Oakland is tipped off 0-0.
Oakland's got a man on. Second.
You want to talk some ball?
Let's talk some ball, baby.
Yankees at Tampa. Nestor Cortez and Michael Waka Waka Waka. Michael Waka stinks. Nestor's coming out of the bullpen most of the year. Stayed away. I was leaning Yankees. Didn't take it. You, pal?
Yeah, I'm good on this one, Tony.
Leaning Yankees. Didn't take it.
Waka, I feel like every once in a while shows up.
Every once in a while. And you know what I fucking hate? That.
What's that?
Play. As the numbers say, you're going to play.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, that's baseball.
Okay, Mitt, right?
It is sports, Tony. That's the whole point.
I'm sorry, were you not here the other day? We had a saying, I said put on a shirt, and I don't remember what that saying was.
Mitt, you got a pool back there?
No, I just ran out of allergy medication. It is a tough bounce for me right now.
You are fucking drowning back here, dude. You fucking scumbag. Miami at Baltimore. I mean, I don't know why I fucked with this series last night.
Yeah, you got smacked in the mouth.
Jordan Holloway.
I fucking had the clip ready. I wanted that under to hit for you so bad.
It was trending that way.
If we both didn't get completely smacked in the mouth, I probably would have tweeted it out, but I didn't feel like inviting any more pain than we were suffering.
You. I got fucking smacked in the mouth last night.
Yeah, me too, pal. It's been a fucking ride, man.
Hey, since this goddamn tack.
Yeah. It's Manfred. Ruins everything.
Fucking ruins everything. I just got a score update. Cleveland went final. They won.
I mean, Toro is batting for the fucking Mariners, who was on the Astros yesterday. Like, here's the thing in sports. What are you always told? If you're in the AFC, you don't trade within the AFC,
most
right?
Of the time, yeah.
How about trading to the fucking team you're chasing in the same division?
Maybe they thought he stinks.
He had a
under
one ERA.
I know that.
Like,
but maybe I'm saying that.
You just can't do
they
this.
They knew the wheels were going to come off on this guy.
You can't do it to a team that's one game out of playoffs. They're in a 19-year drought since they've been to the playoffs. Like, you can't make that move, man. You just can't.
For some reason, I didn't look at this game earlier. Was there not a pitcher? Adrian Hauser and Max Kranich?
I blindly took Brewers first five before a starter was announced.
Well, what were they at?
Minus 140.
I think after looking at this, you got a good line, right?
We missed it last night. It was minus 145 last night, and Pirates literally traded their starter.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to go to the Phillies,
yes.
Fell through, then he went to the
Yes. So, like, supposed to go to the Phillies. It was reported that it was falling apart because he was throwing in the fucking bullpen before the fucking Pirates game last night. Then it was because there was an injury with one of the Phillies players going to Pittsburgh. They send him to the Mariners. They do the trade.
And then the Trey Turner. Did you see what happened with Trey Turner?
No.
He slid into third base. Everybody thought he got hurt at third base. There's all these trade rumors. Turns out Trey Turner got COVID yesterday.
Oh.
Tested positive, taken out in the first inning. He's on the trade block. No one knows what to do.
Gotcha. Washington at Philadelphia. Patrick Corbin and Zach Wheeler. I did not take this one either. I think Zach Wheeler was just too big of a favorite here.
Yeah, what happened to Patrick Corbin, man?
Good question. Yeah, Phillies are minus 225, so I stayed away from that one here.
Where'd Corbin pitch before the Nationals? Because they paid him massive, but he was somewhere before that where he was decent.
Was it Atlanta?
Nope. Ah, man.
I'm thinking of...
Was he in the AL?
I'm looking up right now. That's for this year.
Come Diamondbacks.
On. Oh.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they paid him a boatload. They paid Strasburg a boatload, who's now done for the season, and that's a neurotic nerve surgery he's having. Like, that doesn't feel like that's going anywhere.
No, it does not. So you're staying away from that one?
Yeah, I'm good.
I hate this one. Atlanta at New York Mets. Oof. Max Fried and Tyler McGill. I'm taking fucking McGill in the Mets. McGill has gone...
McGillicuddy?
Oh, yeah. Give me fucking... He's gone six, giving up zero. Good. He's gone six, giving up zero. He gave up one the game before that. He's been solid. Max Fried, I don't know what the fuck's going on with him. He'll give you a good one every once in a while, which scares me a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been great. And the Mets are a team that's buying at the deadline, apparently. So, give me the Mets tonight.
Fair play, Tom.
Like, two games.
Braves put up a boatload last night. So,
I know.
Usually, you know, that after that, sometimes they don't put up any at all. Sometimes.
I hope that's...
Athletics just went up one. Come on.
There you go. Steven Matz versus Tanner Houck.
Yeah. Here we go.
Toronto at Boston.
I like Houck.
He's a guy that doesn't go many, right?
He went 0-5 against the Yanks. They're starting to give him some length. He's 0-2, but he's got a 2.50, and he throws absolute gas.
Oh, yeah. So he went 4.2, gave up none. Went 3, gave up none. Yeah. 1, gave up none. Thought about taking him, but I just stayed away for that reason.
It being a 7-inning game concerns me, but yeah. I will take the Red Sox here.
Oh, I can't believe I'm touching this series again. D-backs at Rangers. Mad Bum versus Jordan Lyles.
Yeah.
You're on this?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to the fucking loony bin with me, Paul?
I didn't. This was one of the first games on my sheet this morning, my friend.
D-backs plus a half?
Yeah.
We're on it together?
Mad Bum, since he came back from injury, 11 innings pitched, 2 earned. Jordan Lyles got a 5.20 ERA. You're going to give me Mad Bum plus a half. I mean, I
here's what we're going up against. A 14-35-4 away record. That's what the D-backs have.
I mean, pick your poison, dude. These teams
the stink. Rangers are much better at home, but they are 1-9 in their last 10 first five.
Yeah.
Give me the Mad Bum.
Mad Bum could be pitching to, you know,
he's auditioned.
Go to a contender.
Tyler Molly versus Zach Davies.
Yeah.
Molly has kind of fallen off a little bit.
Yeah, but I got to do it.
You are?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. I don't like Davies.
No, I don't either.
But, I mean, fuck.
Lukey Giolito versus Chris Bubik. I don't like Giolito on the road. White Sox have fucking been burning people.
Killing me. Dylan Cease is a fish. I can't. If I try and take Dylan Cease next time he's up, just tell me no.
I will.
But I did this in the Brewers series. White Sox did come back and win last night, so I'm going back to the well for the fucking White Sox, and I do not know why. I do not know. All I do is bash LaRusse, and I pick this team every fucking night.
Rockies at Angels.
God damn it!
Fucking Chichi Gonzalez and Andrew Haney. The line on this is
fucking Angels.
Minus 220
for Shout Angels. Out the Angels for showing up last night.
Yeah, they did, didn't yeah, they?
Fucking 10 runs in the first four innings. Yeah. Cheers, boys.
Cheers,
good,
boys.
Good squad. Hey, don't worry. Ohtani hit a home run, though. Everything's fine. This team stinks.
They stink.
I would not lay this kind of juice on the Angels if my life depended on it.
Good idea. Good idea. Last game of the night, Dodgers and Giants. I think we might be going up against each other here.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm fucking back to the well. I bet everything the exact same as last night.
I'm taking the Dodgers. You're taking the Giants.
Yeah. Plus a half. I mean, Bueller's been lights out. I don't even mean.
He has him like the reason why I was looking to take the fucking Giants.
Yep.
DeSclafani has given up three in each of his last two and is at home has a 3.6, away has a 2.5. So I just decided that I was gonna take Bueller.
And fair play.
Who knows? Actually, the weird thing is with these games recently is the Dodgers have been winning the first five and then blowing it like every single time.
Dude, that's not what we need. The Giants win the first five and then do whatever the fuck you want. How about that?
Dodgers need to figure out their closer situation.
Dodgers are going to get Scherzer.
He wants to go
West Coast.
Rumors are
yeah.
Dodgers, Giants, Padres.
Go to the Giants for the Padres, dude.
If I'm it'll one of the, I hope he goes to the Padres.
It'll be a damn shame if all the Dodgers ever do with this group of players is win a one Mickey Mouse fucking
yeah.
COVID World Series.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be, I mean, I would hate that for them. I really would.
My picks tonight. Already had St. Louis as a loss. Detroit as a win.
4-0 Oakland. Let's go.
Gumpy's got the A's.
Come on.
I've also got the Mets, the Diamondbacks plus a half, and the Dodgers minus 140. Those are all first five.
Red Sox, second game of a doubleheader, money line.
Okay.
Then all first five, White Sox, money line for whatever reason. A's plus a half. Reds, money line for whatever reason. Diamondbacks plus a half. I like Mad Bum. And then Giants plus a half because I take the Giants plus a half every time they're plus a half. There you go.
Man, who'd you have in rugby?
I had last night Fiji. They won.
They did win.
They got the All gold. Blacks
lost?
Congrats. Yeah, New Zealand lost.
Hold on.
Turns out Fiji.
Oh, it was sevens though, right?
Yeah.
It's not rugby. Makes union. Sense, yeah.
Fiji had bottles of water sent to the game, so they were okay.
Yeah, they had all the speed, they had all the size, and they had dude. The gold.
Shut the fuck up.
Lead off double. I mean, the Mariners are dead. This is sad to watch.
Tonight, Mitt, we're going with Dressel?
Yeah, we're going Dressel and Smith. Let's go. Big USA night again.
Is Dressel tonight?
Yep, he is
10:37.
I will probably be going to sleep right after that event, but that is tonight. Let's go.
Prime time golf, dude. Let's
6
go.
6 o'clock tomorrow morning is
when's
the 800 in women's freestyle, Ledecky versus Titmus again. Ledecky's minus 370, Titmus plus 290.
Isn't this the event that Ledecky was like mostly known for and like obviously dominated, and she has like the world record for it, right?
I believe so. I mean, she definitely has it in the 800 meter women's world record is held by Katie Ledecky, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this was I remember.
Actually, 3 days ago, she held the world record in the 400, the 800, and the 1500. She did not look good in the, was that the 200 last night? Or the 400?
That was the 200. That was the shorter one, and she looked horrible.
Yeah.
Come on, Kikuchi.
What's wrong, man?
Fucking rally the troops, dude.
Oh. I think he's dead.
No, he's pitched good his last couple.
I thought I looked it up today and he was fucking dead.
Nah, that's why I didn't take him. Odorizzi had pitched bad.
No, I know that. That's why I didn't take either side. Where's fucking Yusai at? There he is.
Last time out, he gave up, what, 3?
Yeah. Time before that, he gave up 7. Time before that, he gave up 5.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Nah.
Coochie's dead.
He's on life support. He's on life support. Leave him alone.
There, he has been affected. He's been affected by the spider.
Nah, I mean this.
Because before that, he had given up fucking 1-1-1-0.
Yeah, he was an all-star.
Dude. Yeah, he was great.
This wheels fucking fell off. What a joke.
Mate, you love a boost tonight.
That's not tonight, but there is a boost for tomorrow's basketball game. Luka Doncic to score 40, and then his country also to win. And
score 30 and his country to win.
What did I say?
40.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's my bad. I had 30 in my head.
Minus 125 to plus 110 against Japan. Is there a
UFC boost? Yeah.
Not yet. We'll get there. They'll get us one. Walker Buehler to record 1 strikeout in the first inning. Plus 130.
Really?
I don't hate that.
No, I don't hate that either.
I feel like that's a pretty good bet.
If I don't have a fucking winning night tonight, I might just have 1 pick tomorrow. I'm about done with it.
Walkie Buehler, 1 strikeout in the first inning. I think I'm taking that.
Walkie talkie.
I think of Yankees to win by 1-3 runs versus Tampa.
Like, the Giants were coasting last night to the fifth. And it, I mean, I passed out and I was like, oh, I'm going to go 3-4. I'm like, that's not too bad. I thought maybe 4-3 would have been nice. Yeah. And then I wake up and fucking
everything fell
Padres
apart.
Give up a 5 spot
everything
in the apart. Fucking fifth. Like, what the fuck, man? Give me a ball, Kikuchi dealing, dude. Strike up. Come on, Mariners.
Phillies, White Sox, and Angels all to win tonight.
Like I said, I mean, put a bullet in
That's
my head.
That's Wheeler.
Yeah.
Giolito.
Haney. Yeah, put a bullet in my head before I bet the Angels after last night. I bet the Angels last night solely trying to make up because I was mad that I didn't take Otani the night before against Marquez, and they just spat in my face.
Hey, how did soccer do this morning?
What do you think, Tony? Fucking 2 draws.
Christ! Tomorrow, though, fucking USA defends the CONCACAF.
I mean, that'll be it. If Qatar wins the fucking Gold Cup, I will be.
We're 2 weeks away from fucking.
Let's focus on. I will be unconsolable if Qatar wins the Gold Cup. I will need serious help.
I hear you. I fucking hear you.
This can't happen.
It would be so awesome.
Apologize. Phones were down today. We'll work on getting those up tomorrow. Yeah, they're down.
No, what he just said, this would be awesome if Qatar won the Gold
Cup. Is that what he said?
So you're rooting against USA?
I mean, I'm not rooting against USA.
You are a scumbag.
They play him on Thursday night. Get him, turn him off. Get him out.
No, I'm not rooting against.
You're banned!
This guy stinks, dude.
Rooting for Qatar.
You're rooting for Qatar against USA tomorrow night.
Scumbag.
Get him out.
That country is the reason why we're going to be watching the fucking World Cup during football season.
That is as a big footy guy, the World Cup is going to get absolutely buried.
In the US, yes.
Yes.
Like, it's not even happening.
I wonder what times the game, like, if the games are at a decent time, will be all right.
Hold on, let me see.
What's the time changing, Qatar,
is
Mitt?
Is it in... Since you live there,
since your driver's license says Qatar on it.
I have no idea.
It's 11:35 at night. Oh, we'll be good.
What do you got?
If it's 11:35 at night, it's kind of like, it's similar to what the Euros were.
Like,
if we play it at 9, 12, and 3.
Oh, no one's watching that 3 o'clock game.
Through the week, dude?
I was thinking like Thursday.
Actually, because 3 would be 10 o'clock at night their time. So it actually might get like 7 or 8.
If we get games even 6, 9, 12.
Let's go. No. Let's go 7, 10.
1?
And 1.
Yeah.
It's good because it doesn't even fuck with NFL football. We're back. World Cup's fine. Hey, World Cup's fine, Jay. Don't worry about it.
I was really worried.
I know you were.
For clearing that up for me.
You're welcome.
Kikuchi's dead.
I told you, dude.
The left fielder for the Mariners just stood and watched the ball sail over his head, and it didn't even hit the wall. This team is dead. The Mariners are done. Hey. Thanks, Jerry DePoto. Good job, pal.
Hey.
You stink.
I want you to call into Seattle Sports Talk today and fucking sound off.
Hey, people are not happy. When I tweeted about it, there was a lot of Homer Seattle fans saying, "This is what they do."
Do we have a final on that Red Sox game yet?
Top of 7.
4-1, top 7. Looks like the rollover will be at 32:50 tonight.
Come on.
Good luck.
Good luck.
God bless.
God bless.
And hammer
down.